It is Tuesday, August 20th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Yasmin Grajeda.
We're pleased to have Becca Martin Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, with us.
To talk about another one of those things I don't understand.
Well, let's see if we can help.
The comedy of Dave Chappelle.
Oh, you're not a fan?
Nah, I don't get it.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people do, and he is touring.
Is he really?
Yes, yep. He is.
Oh.
A 16-city tour called the Funny or Die Oddball Fest.
Is this connected to the Funny or Die website?
You got me.
Okay.
Huh.
I know exactly what Kevin Kinder, who does our Events Away Roundup, told me. He said the event includes television funny men Flight of the Conchords.
They're okay. From New Zealand. They're hilarious.
Okay. And that this will all happen at the Gexa Energy Pavilion in Dallas on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you should visit Ticketmaster.com to find out about tickets.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Also in neighboring cities, completely unrelated to comedy, but things that I wanted to tell you about. Tulsa through Sunday, Adolf Gottlieb Sculptor at the Philbrook Museum of Art. Beautiful place if you've never been there. Through September 8th, Yellowstone and the West, the chromolithographs of Thomas Moran.
Ooh.
At the Gilcrease Museum. Again, beautiful if you've never been there.
Still trying to get to the Tulsa Museums. Last time I was in town, my group did not have time to go.
We need to make a road trip.
Okay.
I have to pry you away from your 3,000 road trips. In Kansas City, through September 8th, Alien Worlds and Androids at Union Station.
What is that?
They have the most interesting exhibits. This is a science-y exhibit.
Okay.
And through October 27th, Harmonies on the Homefront at the National World War I Museum.
In New Orleans?
No.
No, in Kansas City. Kansas City.
World War II in New Orleans.
Right.
So that should give you some things to do if you two want to hit the road.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.